New Zealand, America, Canada, Australia, United Kingdom. We are international connection radio around the globe.
Well, hello, my beautiful friends around the world. This is singer-songwriter and internet session singer Beth Williams coming to you from Hill Country Recording Studios in beautiful Colorado, USA. Before I forget, I want to say a special hello to all my friends in New Zealand. I think of you often. I love being Facebook friends with so many of you. And I'd like to say a very special thank you to each and every person who's tuned in right now to the Beth Williams Indie Songwriter Show, where the Colorado mountains meet the West Texas wind. You can expect a great lineup of roots, folk, and indie Americana Colorado and Texas songwriters. Have a special treat for you today. I'll be doing an interview with Colorado singer-songwriter Stephen Paul Wallace. I'm going to try and start doing short interviews pretty often of some of these songwriters so that you can get to know them a little bit better. But right now, let's get started with a song from one of my very favorite songwriters, Texas troubadour Shake Russell, doing his tune, The Girl Just Loves to Dance. It's co-written with Mike Hearn, Jimmy Statler, and it's on his Dreaming the Mystery CD. You can find him on shakerussell.com. Right after that, we'll have Colorado songwriter Gustavo Brett doing his song, Orphan of Love, and then Texas songwriter Bob Charles with his You Don't Look Good in Blue. You can find him on Facebook, Bob Charles Band. Right now, here's Shake Russell, The Girl Just Loves to Dance.
She stayed at home too much till she feel so out of touch. But she ain't afraid to take a chance. You see, the girl just loves to dance. So she waits for Friday night, and they dance, and he holds her tight. Well, he tries, but he ain't in her plan. You see, the girl just loves to dance. She gets lost inside the feeling when the music starts to play. When she's dancing, all the cares just slip away. And for the moment, nothing matters. She's got everything she needs. It's easy to see. The girl just loves to dance. She forgets the tears she's cried, but she ain't looking for romance. You see, the girl just loves to dance. She gets lost inside the feeling when the music starts to play. When she's dancing, all her cares just slip away. And for the moment, nothing matters. She's got everything she needs.
it's easy to see. The girl just loves to dance. It's so easy to see. The girl just loves to dance.
It's all a sign.
Yes, the girl just loves to dance.
On the shores of the river of betrayal, left on the battlefield of an empty dinner table. I was abandoned by the ignorance that refuses to learn, euthanized by blinded eyes, never took my turn. I'm in every city and every town all around this world. My name carries a thousand chains, starving little boys and girls that yet to be remembered. The shadows of your heart, my tears are drying. I am one in a million, I was born to survive. The visionless won't bring me down with all their compromise. And I am connected to the souls, come from up above. All alone, no, I don't think so. I am the orphan of love. You can find me in Rwanda, you can find me in the States. Howard Stern makes fun of me, the ego celebrates. I might be ugly, fat or fathom, might not fit into the groove. I see the world set you way, the challenge is their truth. I'm in every nook and cranny, I'm in every size and shape, in every age and color. I'm filled with hurt and rage, and I must rise above, for I have no choice. Freedom's calling. I am one in a million, I was born to survive. The visionless won't bring me down with all their compromise. And I am connected to the source, come from up above. All alone, no, I don't think so. I am the orphan of love.
You keep saying there ain't a soul who understands. it's true. You don't look good in blue.
Was Bob Charles singing You Don't Look Good in Blue. Before that, we had Gustavo Brett doing his Orphan of Love. And right before that, Texas troubadour Shake Russell, The Girl Just Loves to Dance. So we have a real special treat today. I'm doing a Skype interview with singer-songwriter Stephen Paul Wallace, who's located in Fort Collins, Colorado. Stephen has a couple of CDs out. He has one called These Roads, all original, of course, because this is an indie songwriter show. And then he followed that up with his self-titled CD, Stephen Paul Wallace, which is actually an EP. So we're on Skype. How are you, Stephen?
I'm great. How are you?
I am just doing great. Thank you so much for agreeing to do my very first Skype interview. So this is pretty exciting. So I've got some questions here that I'm going to ask you. You don't know what they are, but they're very easy. My first question is, when did you first know you wanted to play music? What was your first inspiration? What happened that made you go, oh, I'm going to do that?
Wow, that's not that easy of a question. I have to go way back. It was a long time ago when I was a kid. And I think that what it was this old show I used to watch called Hootenanny. And it was in around about 1960. And they had all these folk singers on there, the Kingston Trio and had the New Christie Minstrels and all kinds of people, Dylan and Joan Baez and all that. I watched them playing and singing and playing guitars and banjos and such, and I really got a kick out of it. And I I just felt like I wanted to do that.
And so how old would you say you were about, roundabout?
Well, if it was 1960, I would have been six.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you got the passion very, very early then.
I didn't really start playing any instruments for a while, though, but I used to listen to that and sing along.
Okay, and so how old were you when you got your first instrument, and what was it?
Well, in a few years later, probably when I was maybe 8 to 10 years old, I got a clarinet. My folks decided that I could play clarinet in the school band. I never continued with clarinet for very long, maybe till I was 12 or so, but I did learn how to read music from that experience. Of course, not very well. I like to always say, there was an old jazz player that used to say, I can read music, but not enough to hurt me none.
Right. Not enough to hurt you none. Okay. So then when did you start playing the guitar? Because that's your main instrument now, right?
Yes. I started playing guitar when I was 12. That I can remember clearly.
So tell us about your first live performance or your first band.
That was kind of interesting because my first gig when I was in junior high school, I played at a high school dance. Some guys in the band were in high school, but I was younger. But they let me play along anyway because I was good enough.
Okay. And so where were you at that time? Where were you located?
At that time, I was living in Apple Valley, California. As you know, I moved around a lot growing up. I was there for maybe 5 years.
So I know why you've moved around, but tell my audience, why did you move around so much growing up?
Well, like you, I was a military brat. My father was in the Air Force. He was a fighter pilot. And so ever since I could remember, when I was a baby, we moved every few years. That was one of the many places we lived.
So what all instruments do you play now? So you play guitar, and what else are you playing?
Well, things that are related to guitar, like bass guitar, I play. I've played a little piano. I'm not very fluent at it, but I think all musicians should at least have a working knowledge of piano, especially as songwriters, because you can kind of, it's a real good instrument to have as your second instrument, I think.
Right. You're a true roots artist. And as far as a roots artist, you do everything yourself pretty much. You have your own recording studio. So tell us about your recording process. Where do you record? What equipment do you use? I'm hoping this is going to be an encouragement to other songwriters who are trying to figure out, if they don't have big money and big backing, how they can just do it themselves and get their music out there.
Well, the thing about this day and age that's really great for us is the equipment is getting better and cheaper all the time. I've got a little Zoom R16. It's a multi-track. It's about the size of a laptop. It does a lot more than I know how to do with it. There's all kinds of features I haven't even used yet, but I can do anything I want to do on it, as many tracks as I can ever put down. I have it in my living room. I just record. I record all the time, even when I'm just practicing. I'm always recording. It's very handy for that. And when I want to do something serious, I feel that all I have to do is put down some clean tracks at the right level. I can take my time doing it, and then I'll take those tracks to a professional studio and have somebody with more expertise and more capability do the mix and mastering.
That's perfect. And so your whole outfit that you, your whole recording outfit, it wasn't really expensive. So somebody just starting out, it would be something that they could probably afford to get if they saved up their pennies, right?
I think so, because I was pretty poor when I got mine. I managed to pull it off. So it's for about the price of a laptop. You can get something like I got and get started, plus some microphones.
Well, the stuff that you record is great. Your songs are great. So I have another question for you here. Some musicians devote themselves entirely trying to be like a rich, famous musician, but you have other things that you're equally passionate about. So tell us about those.
well, I'm sort of an outdoor person, and that's partly why I live in Colorado. I like the mountains. In fact, I just got back from hiking in the mountains. I went for about 10 miles or so. I've also, well, I camp out often. So every chance I get, I'm out in the woods. I've also have traveled to a lot of countries.
Yeah, tell us some of those places you've traveled.
Oh, my. Well, mostly my excuse for traveling was to experience mountains in other countries besides the Rockies here in the Sierra Nevadas. I've climbed Kilimanjaro in Africa. I've climbed in the Caucasus in Russia, in the Andes in South America, and the volcanoes in Mexico. I'm looking forward to a trip next month to the Himalayas.
Wow. And so how long will you be gone for that?
Next month, it'll be about 3 weeks.
You're preparing by doing a lot of more hiking lately than you normally do, or?
Yes, I've been trying to get out with some friends or by myself and take some nice long hikes. And it's really much better for me than going to a gym. I mean, geez, we live in Colorado. We're fortunate to have the kind of natural environment that we have here.
So when you get back from Nepal, what do you see yourself doing with your music?
So what's next musically? I always try and keep my hand in it. I never quite go very long without it. Part of what helps me do that is I'm a resident at a local honky-tonk in La Porte here. I play at the swing station once a week, and that kind of that's a nice, comfortable thing that I do every week that keeps me engaged.
Yeah. What night are you there? So in case people are listening and they want to come out and hear you, what night of the week are you there every week?
I do Monday nights.
Okay.
And I took Monday nights. I asked them for that because it was a night that didn't really interfere with any other gigs that I might want to do. Also, it was the slowest night of the week, and I told the owner at the time, I went in there and there was nobody there, me and him and the bartender. And I said, why don't you just give me Monday nights and I'll double your business, which was kind of a joke because there was no business then.
And how long have you been doing that on Monday nights now?
6 years. And since then, the owners have changed. They've all been great. The business has really picked up. And I don't take credit for that. It's picked up on every night. They've done a really good job at remodeling and getting really quality musical acts down there. So that's why I like to be associated with them as well, because they are a bona fide music venue. They're not commercial top 40 type of stuff. They have really edgy original bands down there from all over the country.
And so do you see yourself recording another CD in the future?
Oh, absolutely. I tend to accumulate a lot of what I call song fragments. Bits and pieces of songs start to accumulate, and I get a bunch of them. Gradually, I start going through them. Every time I sit down to play, I play around with each of them. Gradually, they start evolving into complete songs. I've got a lot of song fragments that I'm really anxious to see to fruition. While walking, a lot of times, the lyrics start coming together for me.
I was wondering that, if that helped your creative process as you're walking through the woods and the mountains.
If I have a song that I think is a melody that sticks in my head, then I know that it's probably worth pursuing. It's sticking in my head. So when I'm walking, I can be humming that melody and I can be singing a few words that I have. The right words just seem to come if you let them.
Right. It's like a muse. Yeah. Well, Stephen, you know you're one of my favorite songwriters, so I will certainly look forward to your next CD. Do you have any words of wisdom for young songwriters who are in the music business? That's a loaded one there.
That's really hard because I'm often reluctant to give advice. I feel like I've done everything wrong at some point or another, but sometimes that's how we learn. There was one young lady who's in a local band here, and she was down at the swing station the other night. I actually did tell her that the thing to do is stick to what works for you. Don't try to be something else or try to cater to something else. You know, a lot of us so often have spent a lot of time trying to make it or to be successful in music or get attention or something like that, and we're really not doing what we're really meant to do sometimes. Well, see, it's almost like a cliche when you say be true to yourself. I think there's certainly some truth in that. Of course, he's trying to discover who ourselves are, so it's okay to go ahead and try different things. You know, definitely do that, because we got to discover who we are. But don't be led by the wrong things. Be led by that. It's not the muse. It's hard to articulate, but I think you understand it, and maybe some of our other songwriter friends understand that as well and can maybe articulate it better.
Well, Stephen, I think that you articulated it perfectly, and I agree with you completely. Just want to thank you so much for coming on to the show with me, being willing to do this Skype interview. Want to tell everyone you can find Stephen on Facebook, Stephen Paul Wallace. You can also go to his website, stephenpaulwallace.com, and you can find his music on CD Baby. So check him out, learn more about him. And right now, here's a tune by singer-songwriter Stephen Paul Wallace. Thanks for tuning into the Beth Williams Indie Songwriter Show. I'm Beth Williams. That was Stephen Paul Wallace singing his song Lightning with yours truly, Beth Williams, adding a little backup on that. And so right now we're going to do a tune from Glenda Fletchall, who lives on the western slope of Colorado. The tune is called You Don't Know How I Feel. It's from her Colors of Change CD. You can learn more about Glenda if you go to her group page on Facebook. It's called Gotta Be. Right after that, fantastic musician, keyboard, piano player Floyd Domino playing his tune Riff City. It's from his CD, Hightower Boogie Woogie. Learn more about Floyd at floyddomino.com. Following that, we'll have a song from Dr. Mary, Do What You Want. You can learn more about her at drmarymusic.com. She's another Colorado singer-songwriter. But right now, here's Glenda Fletchall doing her tune, You Don't Know How I Feel. You don't know how I feel. This ain't for the better. I'm not even sure this is real. God doesn't need him more than I, and this sure ain't no blessing in disguise. Got a tightness in my throat, a pounding in my chest. No matter how hard I try, I can't get any rest. I wander around the house and can't remember what to do. I can't concentrate, don't know how I'm gonna make it through. You know my stomach feels empty, but I just can't see to eat. Lord, won't you help me keep on going? 'Cause I can't seem to feel my feet. You don't know how I feel. One minute I'm numb, then I cry all day. Feels like a roller coaster carrying me away. Maybe I'm crazy, I can't believe it's true. I walk around the corner and I think I see you. Well, my friends come to visit, they want to help me make a plan. Think I should be over you by now, but clearly my friends don't understand. You don't know how I feel. Ain't for the better. I'm not even sure this is real. God doesn't need him more than I, and this sure ain't no blessing in disguise. You don't. Thank you.
want, I don't want you around. Everybody needs somebody, but I don't have to settle for you. Everyone needs to give to someone, but you're not the one I'll be giving mine to. I told you before, and I'll tell you again, I only do, my heart will surely mend. I'm sick of your jokes and all of your lies. It doesn't bother me a bit to tell you goodbye. To you is hit the road. Oh, everybody needs somebody, but I don't have to settle for you. Everyone needs to give to someone, but you're not the one I'll be giving mine to. So do what you want, but leave me alone. Go where you please, but please go home. Body bringing me down. Do what you want, I don't want you around. Yeah, I don't need nobody bringing me down. Do what you want, I don't want you around.
Alrighty then, thanks for tuning in. I'm Beth Williams, and this is my Indie Songwriter Show. Coming up, we've got a new CD from Mike Cobran called Silver Linings. I'll be playing Red Truck Blues, followed by The Scones. From their CD Light in the Forest, I'll be playing Don't Talk About Love. You can find them on Facebook, Scones Music. And then I'll be doing a tune that I just love from Sunny Hagar called Over and Over. From her CD, Pieces in the Dark, you can find her on Facebook, Sunny Music. I forgot to mention that Mike Cobran's new CD is produced by David Snyder at Snyder Sound Studios and mastered by Jeff Gray at Far and Away Studios. Both of them are in Colorado. So if you're a songwriter working on a project, I highly recommend that you get in touch with them. They can help you with your project. They do great work. Right now, here's Mike Cobran.
My luck. That woman long gone, she took the truck. Quick to corner, turn around on a dime, hand like you bought it for a real good time. All automatic, just buttons and push. Take you off the highway, get you lost in the bush. No lack of traction, never gonna get stuck. Traffic's not too wide, but you might have long gone and I missed the ride. We'll be right back.
just took. Then I fly on back, 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 big truck. Then I fly on back, 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 big truck. Back, back, big truck.
It's your love. it's not love but greed that makes us want the things we think we need. And I see your point of view, so I keep reading and believing all that leaves me is to breathe. And we'll get through. I validate all the brilliance I create to meet in halfway.
Thanks for tuning in to the Beth Williams Indie Songwriter Show. I'm Beth, and now it's time for the Gospel Minute. Today's Gospel Minute is Janet McBride singing her song, The Gospel Yodel. Janet is a wonderful singer-songwriter and yodeler in Texas. Here she is singing her song, The Gospel Yodel.
My destiny is heaven, I'm here to say. I've made my reservations and I'll soon be on my way. I can't wait to hear the angel voices when they sing. I'll do the gospel yodel and make the heavens ring. Oh, heaven or somewhere down below. It's time you decided what it's gonna be. Why don't you be an angel and come along with me? If you can't make up your mind, no Satan standing by. The fires of hell are burning hot, on this you can rely. Still the choice is up to you, you're running out of time. Tell the Lord you want to go or you'll be left behind. Cause heaven's waiting, what'll be your fate? Will you walk the streets of gold or will you hesitate? When this world has ended and when the angels sing, we'll do the gospel yodel.
On her head, had her suitcase packed, but nigh on 18 years. In her favorite cotton dress, she wants to look her best when she steps back from this black veil of tears. Ruby's ready to fly over the rainbow. Ruby's ready to fly peacefully. Rainbow across the river into the arms of John, standing knee deep in water, waiting patiently. Seems like only yesterday she gave her young heart away to the farm boy she met out on Hornbeck Pond. Always said she knew right then, walking down the road with him, she would someday marry that boy, John. Ruby's ready to fly over the rainbow. Ruby's ready to fly peacefully. Over the rainbow, cross the river into the arms of John. Standing knee deep in water, waiting patiently. 49 sweet years they saw love shine. Soon it will be John and Ruby for all time. Of the bed, tattered and torn from being read, night after night alone there in her room. Through an open window a cold wind blows, a train whistle comes and goes and leaves just the smell of Ruby's sweet perfume. Ruby's ready to fly over the rainbow. Ruby's ready to fly peacefully. Over the rainbow, across the river, into the arms of John. Standing knee deep in water, waiting patiently. He's standing knee deep in water, waiting patiently. He's standing knee deep in water, waiting patiently. Thank you.
That was yours truly, Beth Williams, singing Ruby and John. It's a song about my grandparents from my CD, In This Old House. It's available on my website, BethWilliamsMusic.com. I hope you'll join me there, and I would love for you to come join me on Facebook, Beth Williams Music, and also my YouTube channel, Beth Williams Music. I'll be back next week, same time, same station, and until then, this is Beth Williams wishing you well.
More music with more music variety.
IC Radio.
Playing the music you love.
IC Radio.
Great music all the time.
IC Radio.
Great music that makes you want to turn up the volume loud.
IC Radio.
The music of your life.
IC Radio.
Music 24 hours a day, 365 days a year.
IC Radio. IC Radio. Streaming the best music on the internet 24/7.